Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
It's a few weeks away, but the third Sunday of June is Father's Day. This year, that day is June 16th. In Japan, carnations are usually given to mom on Mother's Day, but for Father's Day, the flower is a yellow rose, or so they say. Yellow roses symbolize devotion and refreshment in the language of flowers. But you could also give another flower. Since Father's Day falls in early summer, sunflowers, which give a lively impression, are often chosen. Many people also give practical gifts for the business scene, such as ties, or their father's favorite items like alcohol and snacks. My father likes pies, so I usually send him pies. Father's Day is a perfect opportunity to express the gratitude to Dad that is hard to convey on a daily basis. So, spend some quality time with your father, or give him a present, and make it a wonderful day together.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have some information from the Fukuoka City International Foundation. This information from the Fukuoka City International Foundation is about the language classes being taught this year by international exchange students. The classes offer the opportunity to learn languages from various countries, and you can learn languages such as Chinese, Korean, Vietnamese, Spanish, and German. Through interactions with international student instructors, you will not only learn the language, but also gain insights into their native cuisines and cultures. The venue for the classes is the Fukuoka City International Center, which is just a 5-minute walk from Nakasakawa Bata Station or Kushida Shrine Station on the Fukuoka City subway lines. The courses run from July 2024 to February 2025, with a total of 26 or 27 classes. The total tuition fee for each course is 33,000 yen. For more detailed information regarding the languages offered, schedule, and other information, please visit the Fukuoka City International Foundation. You can search for foreign language classes taught by international students on a search engine to access the page you need. The application deadline is June 20th, and they're looking forward to getting your applications. All right, to continue, if you are connected to the Fukuoka City International Foundation's official LINE account, you can use LINE Call to contact the center for advice on life here, as well as to make reservations for the free professional consultation services that the foundation provides. Interpretation over the phone for 22 different languages is available. You can also sign up to get information on events or other useful information for foreign residents of the city. So if you aren't already connected online, just go to the Fukuoka City International Foundation's homepage and click on Add Friend to get connected. However, be aware that you cannot send messages through the chat function. If you want to send a message regarding getting advice, then please look up the Fukuoka City International Foundation's homepage on the internet and fill out the help request form on their website. That was information from the Fukuoka City International Foundation.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.